This area here has got a lot of history. I guess you knew J. Reuben Clark was from here. And Governor Spry, one of our first governors, he was born and raised here. Ezra Taft Benson at Benson Gristmill, his folks are all from Lake Point over there. But this area's got a lot of history and a lot of funny stories, and I think that this old Mormon humor and that is, it should be recorded for posterity. But the stories and it's dry humor, but it's very comical. We've got a guy in town here we call Oink. He raises pigs, see? So we call him Oink Johnson. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, over in Sweden, they had the county fair, and they'd bring their choice animals, which would be the hogs and the cows. Well, anyway, this damn one guy always took first place in the doggone pig department. He had a pet pig, and he just kept winning 5 years. It won first prize. Well, the Johnson brothers, Ollie and Svensson, or that was the other one's name anyway, Ollie, and they always come in second. They got tired of it, you know. And so they thought, well, by gad, next this year, he's not going to take first prize. So this guy was at a big estate there in a big farm, and he had a guard at the gates, you know, so they snuck in, and they... in their old truck, and they said, well, now how are we going to drive past them damn guards with his prize pig in the back? They said, well, what we'll do, we'll put a man's hat on him, set him up in the front seat between us, and a coat. So they come back out of the damn, this farmer's estate, and the guard stopped them, and he wanted them to identify themselves. Well, he said, well, my name is... Ole Johnson, and he said, well, who's the other guy? And that's Sven Johnson. And he says, well, what's the guy, who are you in the middle? And the pig just kept looking out here with the hat on. So they poked him in the stomach, and oink. So when the guard went back in, he says, you know, I've seen a lot of ugly people. But he says, Oink Johnson is the ugliest one I've ever. He's the ugliest one I've ever seen. <That's crazy. coughs> But they tell that kind of humor, you know. Yeah, that Oink Johnson's the ugliest man I've ever seen. But there's them old time. You know, there's lots of Swedes in the area. And this little kid that was here, he works for us. His name was Carl Anderson, and he went up, he'd drive his little horse and buggy uptown at the post office, and all the farmers would gather like they do here, you know, in the mornings. I have five or six here, mm-hmm. And it's tell these old stories. And he said, well, he said, I've got two names I go by. He says, some call me Carl in the field, and he says, my wife calls me June Grass. But he says, Len Hale's got a new name for me. He calls me a dirty son of a bitch. his horses got over in Lena's, or Len Hale's field, see? And so I guess that night when he come there with his horse, and he says, hey, you dirty son of a bitch. So he said, I have a new name now. But, you know, if you could talk the dial or the brogue or their speech, you know, that old speedy